Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is, it is hump day, Wednesday, December 6, 2023. I am Sally Bell's assistant, and this is My Turn to Talk. As always, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or the replay, thank you. Much appreciated. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful day here in sunny Southern California. Hey, Frankie, how are you? Welcome. Minnesota. Hey, girl. Welcome, welcome. Glad you're able to make it. Welcome. Some music. Okay, so let's get started. All right, so on yesterday's show, we were talking about Robin Hood. And conversation, you know, we were talking about stealing, what is justified. And towards the end of the show, someone brought up self-defense. They brought up rape. You know, we were touched a little bit on the whole self-defense thing. So I wanted to, do a part two of that show and talk about self-defense and when is murder justified. So when is murder justified? Now, the legal definition, and I'm getting this from Google, you guys, so if you want to know where I'm getting this from, let me do a cut and paste here. Put in the chat. Okay, so the legal definition of self-defense, according to Google, is the use of force to protect oneself from an attempted injury by another. So the use of force to protect oneself from an attempted injury by another. Now, let me put this in here. Give me a moment. And according to Google or the dictionary's definition of self-defense, Hold on for a second here. Give me a moment. Okay, so let me put this in here. Okay, so we have the dictionary definition of self-defense is the defense of one's person or interest, especially through the use of physical force, which is permitted in certain cases as an answer to a charge of violent crime. And then the example they gave, he claimed self-defense in the attempted murder charge. So, hey, Fair, welcome. So again, I'm going to repeat that. According to the dictionary, the dictionary's definition is the defense of one's person or interest, especially through the use of physical force, which is permitted in certain cases as an answer to a charge of violent crime. And hey, Lou, welcome. So, and Lou and Fair, I'm just going to repeat what the legal definition of self-defense is. And again, I'm getting this from Google. And I did put it, copy and paste it in the chat. The use of force to protect oneself from an attempted injury by another. Okay. But then it goes on to say, if justified, self-defense is a defense to a number of crimes and torts involving force, including murder, assault, and battery. So let me put this in here. So, hey, Daddy Hoff, welcome. Okay. So, all right. So again, yesterday we were talking about, is it justified to steal? You know, we talked about the justification for a couple of things. Hey, Blunt, welcome, welcome. So, okay, Lou says, yes, it still has to be justified. Can't just claim self-defense even in stand your ground states. But Lou, you bring up a good point because in stand your ground states, we have a lot of people who claim self-defense, but it's always sketchy. And then it's, in my opinion, it's depending on who is saying is self-defense in a stand your ground state. So let's start there. If you are being beaten by your husband or your wife or your kids or your parents, whatever, you're in a stand your ground state. Your abuser is coming towards you. They don't have a weapon, but they've been beating the crap out of you for forever. Is it legal to say self-defense and you shoot them in a stand your ground state? And would it be different if it was not a stand your ground state? It's same scenario, but different laws. Is it self-defense? And does it have to be a stand your ground state, you know, in order to justify killing this person? And Lou says that Zimmerman guy not justify. Oh, no. Zimmerman is a whole Zimmerman. And we can talk about Zimmerman here because, you know, what he did was not justified. That was murder. My opinion. Okay, Lou says if a woman is being abused, she has every right to defend herself. So playing both sides here, would you say she has the right to defend herself to a certain extent? If someone's coming at you and you're being beat, should you just shoot them in the leg? If you have a baseball bat instead of hitting them in the head, hit them in the kneecap? No, and let's go to law enforcement. Is law enforcement ever justified just to shoot and kill you? I mean, I know what their training is, But if somebody's coming after you with a knife as opposed to a gun, do they deserve to be shot dead? Can't you use a stun gun or shoot them in the arm that they're holding the knife? Shoot them in the leg? Is law enforcement justified in self-defense? Because that's what we hear a lot. We hear, well, it's self-defense. You have on all this body armor and what have you. You're the one with all the guns, but it's self-defense. So where does, you know, and that's why I say, is self-defense subjective? Is it a subjective thing? Okay, Lou says law is to protect and serve, so I'm sure they are taught to de-escalate first. But Lou, I'm going to have to go there now, because law enforcement, in my opinion, again, my opinion, they do not de-escalate. They escalate the situation. As soon as law enforcement comes on the scene, there's that potential right there, just because they're there, for it to go up instead of down. You know, and then if you're in situations where people are not armed, we had the situation 2 weeks ago where the woman was smoking weed at the bus stop, just gotten off work. Police officers, you know, wrestle her to the ground. One police officer starts socking her in the face. People start filming. Police officers are telling them not to film. So they surround the police officers while they have her on the ground. The one police officer is just wailing on her, and they're surrounding her so people can't film. Is that self-defense for them? If you're in an abusive situation and you're trying to de-escalate the situation where, you know, your partner or whomever may get mad because dinner didn't turn out right, something was burned, and you're trying to de-escalate saying, oh, I'm sorry, blah, 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 whatever, but they can't bring it down. When is it justified to murder someone? When is it justified to even beat someone up? I don't care if you're wearing a badge or not. When is it justified? Hey, Christian, welcome. Yes, Fair, for smoking weed. But then again, Fair, we've seen police officers go off on something smaller or not smaller, something even not as, you know, in your face, I guess, as smoking weed. Yes, biggest and boldest. I'm not going to say baddest. I'm going to say boldest gang there is. Hey, Juju, welcome back. You know, so I again, when do we have justification? When is it justified? I mean, yesterday, you know, we were talking about when it's justified, you know, to steal. If it's justified to steal. If it's justified to occupy living space. And TQ brought up the question about rape. If you're raped, are you justified to kill your attacker? Is any attack on your person justified to kill someone? If someone is carjacking you and they may not have a weapon as a knife or a gun, whatever, but they have their hands. They're pulling you out of the car. They're starting to beat you up or something before, you know, they get into the car and drive off, or before, you know, while their friend is, you know, is their friend could be, if they have someone with them, they could be the ones who, you know, are hurting you while the other person is getting in into the car. Are you justified if you have a gun and you shoot them? They don't have a gun against you, but they're hurting you. Hey, Shy Lady, welcome. So what's justified? And Lou says it's justified when you can prove you were in danger. Okay, Lou, so I'm going to go back to law enforcement. We have video showing that we were in danger. Pow, pow. Still shot dead or seriously injured by law enforcement. Are they justified? But because of the law, it says they are. But you flip the switch. If I'm unarmed and a police officer is consistently beating me up, and I happen to get a hold of his weapon and I shoot him and I kill him, was I justified? My life was in danger. I was in fear for my life. I bet you that wouldn't fly in a court of law. I bet you I'd be behind bars. Lou says, in Russia, they legalize that victims can go after their rapists. Well, I think anybody should be able to go after their rapists. Now, some of these countries like India, you know, it's like it's the woman's fault. You brought dishonor, and some places in the Middle East, it's like you've brought dishonor, you know, which is just crazy. Christian says, if someone violently attacks you, you have a right to defend yourself violently. If someone tries to rape someone else, they deserve death, no question. Okay. All right. Castration would definitely stop rape. Well, cops play the victim. Cops always play the victim. Unfortunately, you cannot kill a police officer. But Lou, I'm asking, and I'm probably going to get myself in some trouble here, because if there's any cops that listen to this, why not? Again, if you are in fear of your life, if a police officer is beating you up, and we have seen what happens. If you take the case of Ronald Green back in 2019, Louisiana, black man. He was in a high-speed chase over 100 miles an hour with police officers. When they caught up to him, And the funny thing about a lot of these things is, you know, police officers have their body cameras. And they were beating this man so bad and tasing him and kicking him. I mean, literally, they beat him to death. Then they laughed while their body cameras were still on. And said they hope he didn't have AIDS because they didn't want to get AIDS. At one point, they made him crawl while he was still beaten like shit. Yes, I went there. So what they did was to cover it up. They call emergency services. Took him to the hospital. He was pronounced dead. The police officer said that he was in a car accident. Now, they show pictures of the car. The car had run into a tree. Wasn't a lot of damage, just front end. Wasn't a lot, not like the whole body of the car, the whole thing, like he totally, you know, messed up the car. He sustained his injuries, according to the police, because he ran into a tree. And the doctor even said, and this is where, you know, police officers is like, you know, you weren't even smart enough to do this. The doctor says, with two tasers coming out of his back, it was a cover up. And now those police officers are being quote unquote investigated. One of them has died from some sickness, thank God. So what if during all this time, Ronald Green, when he's getting his ass whooped and beaten to death, he pulls a gun on the police officers because he has reason to be in fear for his life. And he shoots one of them. He shoots one of them dead. I guarantee you that the narrative would have been black man shoots and kills police officers. So therefore, they had a reason to beat him up and kill him because he would have been shot dead. The narrative is always different when it comes to law enforcement or with certain groups of people. So that's why I ask, is self-defense subjective? Is self-defense subjective? Is that the one the black officers kill a black man? That's one of the ones. Look at Chicago. The McDonald case. Once again, a cover-up going all the way to the mayor's office. How do you justify shooting someone who is unarmed 16 times? Where's the justification? How are you in fear for your life if someone is unarmed? Christian says, the castration might stop a form of rape, but it wouldn't stop someone from violating another person altogether. Lou said, okay, this is another case. Damn, another mass shooting. Okay. Las Vegas, a similar case happened in Memphis a few years ago. I mean, you know, the cases just pile up. Shy lady, I'll be right with you. And Lou says, Christian, yeah, I know, but it would strike a bit of a fear in people trying to do it after, in my opinion. Okay. Hey, shy lady, welcome.
Hey, everybody. Good question you ask, and I want to try and answer it. Your question is self-defense subjective, and I would definitely say that it is, because it all depends on, like you say, who's the person that is being questioned and who's the group that is in question, and also if it's law enforcement. So I definitely think it all depends on who is that person in question. So I definitely think so. You know, you mentioned the Ronald Green situation. I think that it all goes back to the Constitution. I think in a lot of people's minds, law enforcement particularly, I think a lot of them still believe that black people are 3/5 human. And time again, when we are in a court of law, the police officer almost always, 99% of the time, even if the evidence shows that they're clearly at fault, they still are exempt by a jury. It usually always happens. They never serve any time for what they've done. And some even go on to go to other jurisdictions and become officers there. So I think it goes all the way back to the Constitution that a lot of them still consider our lives as not mattering. And that's why the slogan Black Lives Matter came about. You know, a lot of people want to say, oh, all lives matter. Yeah, all lives should matter. But when it comes to black folks, it doesn't seem to matter because they go back to the Constitution with 3/5 of a human. So I think that, to answer your question, I think it's very subjective.
So, oh, okay. Lou brought up Zimmerman, and he said Zimmerman was wrong. He used some other words to describe Zimmerman, which I totally agree with. Hey, crazy, welcome, and welcome, crazy lady, your official verbal welcome. So you look at people like Zimmerman. Where was the justification there? Shy lady, you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there was no justification. There was absolutely no justification. It was a what they call a targeted murder. Zimmerman felt empowered and emboldened to approach this young man. You don't belong in this neighborhood. If he was a white or a Latino youth, he would have never approached him. Even if he had a hoodie on, he would have never approached him. But because he's Black, he had no right to be in that neighborhood. And then the gall of the situation is the jury acquitted him. And a lot of people who followed the case, when I would see things online, I would read comments. A lot of people who clearly appeared to not be Black would say stuff like, oh, clearly he was a thug. He was going to grow up and shoot up and kill people and wind up dead or in jail anyway. He was just a thug. How was he a thug when his father lived there and he was just a kid on his way to home? How was he a thug? He had no criminal record. He had no weapon on his person. So it's the typical stereotypical idea about Black folks. He had no right to be there, in his opinion.
Okay, so Lou says, Shy Lady, but all lives do matter. Just some people have no respect for other races, which is such a horrible thing that's still happening. Fair says, I think that was a stand your ground versus self-defense. But okay, Fair, but again, stand your ground. Isn't stand your ground pretty much self-defense? I mean, because if you're standing your ground, you're trying to protect yourself. So... is that a versus thing? You know, and that's, and okay, and then Fair says two different laws, okay? But at the same time, what was Zimmerman standing your ground on? He was told to stay in his car. You know, and yes, I do know that stand your ground isn't in all states. And Lou says, but Zimmerman tried it again after that was a warning sign that he was a criminal. Yes, he did. Zimmerman was trying to understand your ground, not self-defense. But again, there were so many things about that trial that was messed up. But you know, getting away, how do I want to say this? Because there's so many things that I want to say. So again, oh, I'm trying to say how I can say this. Knowing that self-defense is subjective, I think stand your ground is subjective. And I know that there are two different laws, but to me, and again, I'm saying to me, they're the same. Because if you're standing your ground, against not supposedly not being hurt. And even though it's not in all states, the only thing that stand your ground does is basically give someone a license to shoot somebody if they fear for their life. And Fair says, I think the difference with each is that with self-defense, you yield at some point when there is no longer a threat. I'm no lawyer. Just watch out. Watch out, Law and Order. Okay. So, okay. But wouldn't you say that, okay, so you're saying that with self-defense, you yield at some point when there is no longer a threat. Couldn't you say the same thing with stand your ground? If there is no longer a threat, why are you shooting this person? Why are you coming after this person? Again, I go back to law enforcement. If there's no longer a threat, why are you still beating this person up? Why are you still emptying your entire clip into this person? I mean, there is a such thing as overkill. So why do some people get that license to murder someone? And other people don't have that license and they end up in jail. Lou says, I remember that trial like it was yesterday. He was wrong. He shot the kid in the back. Now, back in the old days, in the Wild West, you shoot somebody in the back, that's a hanging offense. And there's been a lot of back shooting going on, even with law enforcement. I'm sorry, I just had this thing about law enforcement because so many things I've seen and dealt with just, let's see. No, it's part of that law. See, Fair says, where stand your ground differs, unlike self-defense claims under standard self-defense, stand your ground does not require you to retreat. But see, again, to me, again, that's giving you, it does not require you to retreat, but again, that's giving you license to kill someone. Crazy Lady says, well, look at Ruby Ridge. They shot his unarmed son and then his wife who was holding a child. Again, law enforcement.
I'm sorry.
You know, but at the same time, what was Ruby Ridge? You know, what were they doing? I mean, there's just so many subjective things here. Hold on, Crazy Lady. Let me get you here. Okay. Fair says, legally, self-defense is defined as the use of reasonable force to protect one's members of a family from bodily harm, from the attack of an aggressor. If the defender has reason to believe they are in danger, in most cases you are pleading self-defense, you must also prove that you backed away from the threat, with the exception being if you are in your home.
Mm-hmm. And he was acquitted of all the charges except for the possession of a firearm and selling of a firearm, which was the firearm charge and a failure to appear court, which is why the deputies went up there to begin with.
Wait, you're talking about Ruby Ridge.
Ruby Ridge, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they killed his son, and later on, I think it was the same day, his wife was coming out with a child in their arms, was coming out the front door, and they shot her, killed her, and wounded. I think the baby got hit too, but yeah, and they weren't really doing anything, and none of those Fed guys got charged with anything. You know, and it was ruled that he self-defense.
Once again, subjective, depending upon who it is.
I believe, you know, depending people have the right to defend themselves. You know, if you know, end of story.
I think everyone has the right to defend themselves, no matter who they're defending themselves against, even law enforcement. I think that if you're in a situation where you have some of these countries where the military can just go in and, you know, just bust into your home, what have you, I believe you have the right to defend yourself. Why are you coming into my home? Because you can. And a lot of times that's what people in uniform do because they can. You know, so I go back to the original. When is murder justified? When is it justified where you can, I'm not even going to say legally murder someone, but someone is coming after you or your child or your family or your dog, your cat, whatever. When are you justified in killing someone? And killing someone and murder are two entirely different things. To me, killing, if you kill someone because they're coming after you, you killed them. Murder is when you just point blank, you know, the person's, you know, is not doing anything to you and you murder them. But is it murder, again, if someone has been doing something to you? If you're in that situation where domestic violence or something, and it's been an ongoing thing.
I still don't think it's murder.
What, you do or you don't?
No. My cellmate, when I was in prison, she tapped her boyfriend, emptied the entire gun in him. Why? Because he abused her, but she found out he sexually abused her daughter. And when he came after her, she confronted him, he came after her, and she shot him. She said, and I asked her, I said, so why? She is, I wasn't going to let him continue to hurt me or my child. And I want, you know, that they gave her, that she went to jail for his murder. I think she was justified in doing so.
And crazy lady, I think so too. Now they, I mean, you could say, well, can you have just shot him once? You know, did you have to empty the whole clip? You know, but to
she
me,
wanted to make sure he was dead. Situation, she wanted to make sure he was dead.
Well, I mean, not only that, the jury. You know, when you're in that situation and stuff, you know, your emotions and, you know, whatever. But I mean, yeah. I mean, I would want to make sure that person was dead.
She told me, she goes, if I didn't kill him, I knew that he was going to kill me. He would eventually end up killing her.
And I believe that more than likely is absolutely true. Because a lot of domestic violence cases end up with the person being dead. You know, so, I mean, you know, so again, when the word justify is being used, is that a subjective word? I mean, you know, I say the self-defense is subjective. Is the word murder, is that subjective? Is the word just, I mean, do we have a lot of words that, deal with shooting someone, killing someone, harming someone, maiming someone? I mean, would you want that person dead, or would you rather maim them to the point where, you know, they're walking around for the rest of their life severely limping, or they're paralyzed? Every time they have to pee, they're peeing in a bag.
Yeah, I would say depends on the crime. Depending on the crime. Yeah.
No. I'm saying just in terms of satisfaction. Would you be satisfied, you know, every time you saw this person, it's like, and they looked at you and you looked at them like, yeah, you're the reason right now why you cannot use your legs, why you're in a wheelchair because of what you did to me. I mean, is it better for people to be in that situation as opposed to death? But, you know, you were sexually abusing my daughter, so we are going to castrate you.
I got to plead the fifth on this one.
You know, so, I mean, no, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, you come after somebody's kid. I mean, it's like, it is over. You deserve what you get. You know, and to the jury, I would always have to ask, because when you hear about some of these cases where, you know, people get off, or where people, you know, have been sent to prison, you know, whatever. You know, I think about, well, the people who were on the jury, you know, do they ever think about, well, what if that happened to my kid or my mother, my father, my, you know, my whatever? Would you want a different outcome? Would you want, you know, hey, Power Girl, welcome. Would you want a different verdict? Hey, Saturday Night Smoke, welcome back. You know, Charlie, you were going to say something, and I think I cut you off. Hey, Ace, welcome.
I don't remember, but I do want.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, it's okay. But I do want to say that. I think I remember now. What I want to say about the whole self defense versus the stand your ground. I honestly think that whoever the lawmakers or lobbyists who wanted that law in place, I think it was an excuse to give people a reason to kill someone, a license. Because when I think about the actual cases that have been tried, none of them seem fair to me. You know, I've studied them. I just couldn't find a lot of justification. There was one recently where, you probably heard about it, there was a woman and a neighbor. The woman had like 3 or 4 kids, and the neighbor was an older white woman, and she was tired of her neighbor, who was black. She was tired of her kids making noise and said that they were going in her yard, blah blah blah. And so one of the kids had a he had an iPhone or something, I think it was an iPad, and the woman had ran him off her property or something. I don't know what he was doing there, but anyway, he dropped it. And so he came back home. His mom was like, "Where is the iPad?" He's like, "Oh, it's in the lady next door yard." So when she went over there to confront her, because I think the woman had picked it up and she wouldn't give it back. And so she went over there to confront her and said, to say, "Hey, give my kid back his iPad." And she knocked on the woman's door, and the woman from behind the door shot the woman and killed her. And so first she didn't get arrested. Took a few days for her to get arrested, and then she told the police she feared for her life behind the door.
Really? You know, I mean, okay, I remember that case. I mean it was I think it was last month, and the woman did eventually get arrested.
Yes, it took a few days for them to arrest her.
Yeah, you know, but that's why I say the way Stand Your Ground is written, to me, is they took off, put it like this, they took away the word self-defense, and put in stand your ground, because to me, it is the exact same thing, because again, you're saying you're fearing for your life, so therefore I shot you.
Right.
So, you know, self-defense, you know, I'm fearing for my life, so therefore I shot you. But because I did not say stand your ground, or I was not in a stand your ground state, I have to prove it. I have to prove it. Whereas a lot of stand your ground people don't.
You know, the sad part about that situation is if she ever does get a trial, she'll probably be acquitted. She'll probably be acquitted because she'll have a jury of her peers that look like her, and they won't. When you were saying the other comment you made is, do people ever have any empathy for that person. Like, what if it was your child? Well, typically, when the person who is being tried for the stand your ground situation, they usually have a jury of their peers, and they usually get off.
Well, I mean, well, Shalee, I mean, the whole jury of your peers thing, I mean, going back to when that first started, that was a joke anyway, because no one has a jury of their peers. You know, you look back at cases, you know, I mean, the whole jury of your peers thing, hey, Michael, welcome. You know, the whole jury of your peers things is just a joke. Daddy Hoff says they waited to arrest her to get the facts before they drop a charge on her. You know, Daddy Hoff, I'm going to have to go there, because when you look at the people who they wait to arrest compared to other people that they arrest, that's a bunch of crap. Because there's always usually a certain segment that people wait to get arrested, as opposed to people that they arrest. So I can't, you know, that whole, I just can't with that particular statement. I just can't. I don't know, you know, once again, self-defense, you know, is self-defense subjective when it comes to murder? And since we've been talking about stand your ground, is stand your ground subjective when it comes to murder? Because to me, stand your ground is only a license to kill someone. You know, and again, going back to law enforcement, I think it's crap that you can say that, well, I'm a police officer, I fear for my life, so I shot him. You know, again, I say all the people who, when it comes to law enforcement, all the people who are being beaten by police, when they're already down, when they need to stop. If a police officer, again, is beating me, and I'm fearing for my life, can I reach up and take his gun, and can I shoot him? I guarantee you, I wouldn't make it to court. I would be dead. And if I did make it to court, I would be in prison for the rest of my life. How can you fear your life against a police officer, but a police officer can fear their life against you while they're beating the crap out of you? Let's ask Ronald Green. Oh, we can't. He's dead. You know, and what crazy lady says, you know, when the woman who was protecting her child empty an entire clip into this man, and she's spending the rest of her life in prison. You were going after my child. Would it have been different if she said, stand your ground? Would she be free now? As opposed to being in prison. You know, there are just so many things. Again, my opinion, that are subjective when it comes to self-defense and when it comes to murder. And like we talked about yesterday, what is justified? You know, so if there is a squatter in my house, I go on vacation, I come back. People are living in my house. I go in, I'm trying to get them out. I didn't call the police yet, because I just got home. You know, I walk in and, you know, what is this? Who are you people? Even though more than likely they probably changed the locks. But I'm going to try to get into my house. And they start to come towards me. Can I shoot them dead in my house? Because they were squatting in my house and I was fearing for my life. What if someone is coming towards you and they don't have a gun? Like I said, they don't have any weapon except for their hands. Their hands were their weapon. I was afraid they were going to beat me. I shot them. Is that justified? You know, so again, the whole subjective thing. Is it subjective? Juju, we already know. Yes, he is. And I think he's probably... Never mind. I don't even want to talk about that man. That man is just so, like you said, just he's disgusting. You know, but you know, if someone tells you, if the police tell you to stay in your car, if the police tell you to stay in your house, you know, stay put, don't come out. And you do so anyway, and you end up killing someone, like shooting them in the back. Is that justified? Is it murder? Because there are so many situations in this country where things are not justified. Things are murder. Some people get off. Some people go to prison. And some people are just dead. So, anyway. I don't know. There's just so much. There's just so much. You know. there's just so much that I can say. You know, there's just so much that I can say on this subject because there's just so much that, again, I'm gonna throw up one of crazy words, that variable thing there. I mean, you know, I don't know. Minnesota said, no, I'm not going to tell that story. Not going to tell that story. Because then I'll really get pissed. You know, one thing that I have noticed is the one thing that I will say, Minnesota, to your point. And I'm just going to just say this to people. So I'll clarify a little bit of what Minnesota said. A situation happened to me when I was 16. And the only thing that I will say is that there are so many people in this world who have gotten away with so much stuff when it comes to self-defense, when it comes to them doing things to other people, when it comes to them just existing on this planet. self-defense again is subjective. Again, my opinion. Depending upon who you are. And even though I always say my opinion and I always listen to people's opinions, that is a fact. I think stand your ground laws should be terminated in every state. I think when people kill other people or seriously hurt and maim other people, they better have a damn good reason for why they did it, including law enforcement. Just because you have a badge doesn't give you a pass. If a teacher assaults a student, you better have a damn good reason why you did it. If you're a student, you assault a teacher, you better have a damn good reason why you did it. And right now, with everybody pulling out their cell phones and taping everything, I mean, even then, it doesn't matter. Because people will still get off depending on who that person is. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. So, anyway, and see, A says, Lord, don't do it to me. I'm not trying to have a kid fight me. I love these scholars, but I don't want to catch a case. I'm sorry, Ace, but you know, I'm just saying, you know, you just have, you know, times we, you know, people say times have changed. You know, back when I was, you know, a child, you know, I was in school, I had to walk, you know, 12 miles to school when it was 100 feet, you know, feet of snow, and there was a snowstorm, you know, and it was the ice age, and, you know, whatever, you know, but times have changed, but times haven't changed. Things are still the same. Things are still the same. The same stupid laws that were on the books, you know, 100 years ago are still on the books 100 years later. People are still being, and again, I'm using the word stupid. I know we talked about that. People are still being stupid. People are still, you know, doing things that they shouldn't do. And unfortunately, you have war in classrooms where you have teachers against students and students against teachers. You have people, you know, at school who are, you know, the lunch ladies, the lunch staff, you know, they're at war with us students. You can't have a lunch unless, you know, unless you didn't pay, so you don't eat. Is it justified for a kid to come up to school and shoot one of those lunch ladies because they were hungry? Is it justified for them, you know, going back to yesterday's show, is it justified for a kid who, even though, you know, his mother or father, for whatever reason, you know, could not afford to pay his account or put money in his account, and he can't bring a lunch, is it justified for that kid to swipe something from the counter in the cafeteria and eat it? Yeah, he'll get in trouble. Was he justified because he was hungry? Is the word justify? Is that, again, is that subjective? A says, I honestly was worried when I first started here. I'm not worried anymore. For the most part, the scholars that I have an understanding and a level of respect for each other. And Ace, you know, that's the way it should be. That is the way it should be. I was a librarian briefly, or acted as a librarian briefly when my son was younger, before he was homeschooled. And I saw this one particular first grade teacher just disrespect her students so much that I literally had to go down and almost threaten her, you know, and her thing was, well, they're only 6 and 7. So what, children don't get respect? Seriously? And I told a couple of parents that immediately stopped what she was doing, you know, but, what is justification? I guess, you know, can you ever justify doing something that is wrong, even though you're trying to make something right? Some cases, yes. Some cases, no. Some cases, people take advantage. But that's where we are today. But anyway, everybody, I am at my hour. And y'all know I'm trying to keep my shows at an hour. But tomorrow, I may or may not have a show. But if I do, I will be over at my other house. But I more than likely will. But as always, guys, I appreciate you guys coming and participating in the chat. But anyway, that's all I have. And I am going to leave you guys with Someone to Watch Over Me by the late, great Ella Fitzgerald.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's a big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need
And that's it, everyone. Again, more than likely, I will have a show tomorrow. If I get back in time. but I'm planning on it. But it will be over at the other house, and that will be a share the show tomorrow. So, and that's open discussion. So whatever y'all want to talk about or laugh about or joke about or whatever. I'm sorry, I'm laughing now. within reason. Oh boy, I'm telling you. Sometimes I think about you guys, and I just laugh. But that's a good thing. That is a good thing. So anyway, everyone, enjoy the rest of your day or evening wherever you are, and I hope and plan on seeing you tomorrow. Bye.